Yeah.
You're in the middle of the road, jackass.
You tell me where cornbread is? Turkey!
Thanksgiving.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott.
And I'm Joe. Or, it's Babe, isn't it?
Babe?
Oh, that is right, isn't it? Babe?
Babe. Yeah, that said a lot. Okay, so what are we doing today, Joe?
Talking trash indeed.
This is our show to review, spoil, debate, crap on, and give second chances to the hated, the lowest rated, and the much debated and often forgotten flicks on the internet, all while asking the question, is this the worst movie ever made? And if not, what is? Because here on the show, we truly believe you can't review films unless you know what the worst is.
And this is November. So what are we doing?
Turkey Fest. Yep, we're three movies deep into Turkey Fest 2024. We're starting to head toward the wrapping up of the year by doing our favorite bad movies. Movies that we know are bad. But man, do we love them.
Can't help it.
Yeah, and this is Turkey Fest. So we're, like I said, three movies in. And we've both been taking turns. And we started with a debacle.
Aw.
We started with a movie of Joe's that was a complete piece of trash.
I gotta say, I really don't like it anymore.
And we followed that movie up with a movie that is a classic that Joe even admits, yeah, she loves it too. And so this week, Joe's back with her pick again. Can she outdo herself and actually pick a movie that is a bad, good movie?
I did, you smartass.
And so today, we are talking about a movie... That's tagline is, I'm sorry, you ready for all this?
Yes.
A movie that's tagline is, shop till you drop dead. Or, where shopping costs an arm and a leg. Or, shopping will never be the same. That's a weak one.
Yeah.
Or, I'm not even kidding, these are all taglines for this movie. That's how many this movie has. Or, they slash their prices and their customers. Or, buy or die.
Oh my god.
Or, tonight, Park Plaza Mall switches on the world's toughest security force. Absolutely nothing can go wrong.
Is there more?
Yep.
No.
Or, this is the last one, Joe.
Okay.
At Park Plaza Mall, the security force isn't just tight, it's terrifying.
My god. Well, you sounded terrifying just then, but I will say that all of those taglines are completely deceiving to what the movie actually is.
I wanted this tagline. When I was a kid, when I saw this movie for the first time when I was young, I was like, the tagline for this movie should be, they chop till you drop.
I mean, honestly, this is the most deceiving
yes.
film title of all time, because they should have gotten a slasher.
We didn't say what the title was yet. I didn't get there.
Oh, okay. Say it.
Because, you know, do this the intros where we set up the movie's title.
No, I have so much to say. So
we're talking about 1986's Killbots. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean Chopping Mall. As it was re-released 5 months later.
Okay. Well, who's the dickhead that changes the fucking movie title?
From Killbots to Chopping Mall.
I mean, Killbots would have made more sense because Chopping Mall makes it sound like there's like an axe killer in there and nobody actually gets chopped.
Exactly. And I will say, though, Chopping Mall is a badass title.
It really is, but it doesn't make sense for the movie, like the plot and everything that's going on in there.
True. Well, this movie has a 5.6 on IMDb from 18,000 reviewers and a 22 on Metacritic. Usually these things are pretty close.
Yeah.
Not this time. A 5.6 to a 22.
Wow.
The budget for this movie is $800,000.
I can guess. The
gross is, I have no clue. I can't find out any information. It was re-released twice because the first time under Killbots, it was a complete failure. They edited it up. They re-released it under the title Chopping Mall. But it gained a huge cult following when it was released on home video. This one was co-written and directed by Jim Warnowski, who landed a working relationship with his childhood idol, Roger Corman, who he said, and I quote, "It was like a grasshopper learning from a kung fu master." Okay. This is the third Warnowski? I'm going to say that's probably. That's it. That's the title. That's what we're going with.
Okay.
Warnowski. This is the third film of his we've done on Talking Trash so far.
Nice.
He directed The Return of Swamp Thing and our leader of the worst movie ever made on our list so far, Dinosaur Island.
Oh, boy. Well, and this is produced by Julie Corman.
Yeah, I didn't get there yet.
Yeah, well, that's my...
Because we have to... We're still on the director here because we will definitely be doing next year on the Just of This Man's Films.
Well, I know he's made some trash.
Start the music. Here's a list of his credits. Bigfoot or Bust. Legend of the Naked Ghost. Shark Babes. Scared Topless. Sexcapade.
Are you sure he's not like best friends with Andy Sedaris?
I know. I said sexcapade. It's not even right. Sexapede.
What?
Like centipede, but sexapede.
Oh, God.
Busty co-eds versus lusty cheerleaders.
Oh, wow.
Busty cops and the jewel of denial.
That was like softcore porn.
Busty cops go Hawaiian.
Oh, God.
The devil wears Nada.
That's a porno. That's a porno. It has to be.
The lusty busty barbecue. House on Hooter Hill.
Those are pornos.
The Bressford Wives. The Witches of Breastwick. And Invasion of the Hottie Snatchers.
Oh, God. Those are pornos. Stop it. We're not doing porn on the show.
He's got a lot of movies. I have a bunch of them I want to do. So one of those maybe have to be watched.
Well, I swear, we have to get our bad movie night friends involved then.
I mean, it's a softcore porno. Do you really want to share that with a group of friends?
Oh, like, they haven't seen it. How many movies have we watched before that are like...
But these are going to be worse. They're going to be... Like, we watched the Dinosaur Island version that didn't have the hardcore sex scenes in it.
Oh, Lord.
So
he is... He's a porno director.
Softcore porn.
Oh, God.
You know, where the girl's head is bobbing up on near the nipple. You know what I mean?
Like, or, the Tommy Wiseau school of filmmaking.
The guy is rubbing his face in the belly to make it look like he's, you know.
Oh, man.
All right. So this film, Chopping Mall, was filmed in Sherman Oaks Galleria in California, where Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Fast Times at Ridgemont High was directed and filmed, and Commando.
Oh, Commando.
Yeah, they were both filmed in this mall.
I love Commando.
The security of this mall did not like the production crew.
Oh, boy.
I mean, they could only film after night, of course.
Well, didn't they trash it? I mean, gee whiz.
There was a huge thing. You cannot trash the mall. And if you do, you have to pay for everything.
So not all of this movie was filmed in the mall, obviously.
The fire scenes we know is a set. We'll talk about that as we get off of the movie. This movie, like you said, was produced by Julie Corman, Roger Corman's wife.
Yep.
Yeah. So do you want to talk about this movie and we'll get into these weird, all this craziness I have written here?
All right. Well, can I introduce some of the characters?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wrote them all too. What do you want?
Well, I'd like to introduce Mike. I hate him.
Well, do you want to talk about them as we talk about the movie, or?
No, I just want to get this out off my chest.
Oh. Because I wrote in my comments, here's exactly how I wrote this. So just so you know, I wrote this too. And I don't want to interrupt you. I'm sorry. But I just wanted to point out that I know we're on the same wavelength. And I know that you and me are always connected in our brains. So I wrote John Terlesky, I believe is the actor's name. And I wrote Mike, a.k.a. Gum.
I wrote Mike the fucking Gum. I just wanted to just put this out there because I think I might have said in maybe the first 15 minutes of the movie, because that's really how long he lasts, is the fucking Gum.
The Gum.
Like, you can hear him chomping and chewing and gnawing on that gum. It's like every bit of silence comes through.
Yeah.
At that moment, you can hear him.
Yeah.
It's so awful. Like, if I could hear you chew, I want you dead. I can't take it, okay? I hate it. Loud chewers, I just can't. I can't do it. I can't.
Yeah, I even love at the end of the movie when they say who plays who, he actually has a bit of where he does it extra.
Oh, my God. It enrages me to a level that I don't even recognize myself. That's how bad it is. But yeah, Mike.
Mike.
I hate him.
Jeez, you little bastards are quiet. Here. Klaatu, Barada, Niktu, okay?
Well, we can talk about him as we get in. First off, let's talk about this first. Why did you choose this movie?
Well, okay. I chose this movie because I've seen this movie so many times as a kid. And the funny thing about this film is that growing up, I didn't have cable. You know, we had like network TV and this movie would always be on. Now, they would cut the crap out of it because, you know, there's breasts in it and stuff. So it would be edited for TV.
It doesn't need to be edited much.
No. Yeah. But there is just something about this growing up that I was like, oh my God, you know, like killer robots. It's crazy. Like, you know, back then I looked at them as kids, even though they weren't, but a bunch of kids get locked in a mall and they have to survive the night. And it was just always on TV. And so I would just watch it. And like I said, edited. I've never seen boobies in this movie when I was a kid, but I just grew to love it. It was just one of my childhood movies that I just remember watching. And I don't think it was that bad because it wasn't like a horror movie where, like, you know, my parents wouldn't let me watch it because it was horror. It was robots, so it was different, you know? So that's, I just grew up with it. That's why I picked it.
Well, I was wondering about this because you said TV edit. And now I heard, and have you ever experienced this one of these movies where you remember something different that isn't in the movie? Do you have one of those? Because what I've read is that there might have been a TV edit that's completely longer or different.
God, you know, I watched it so long ago as a kid, I wouldn't remember. I really wouldn't.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering about this because when I was reading into it, because this movie's only like an hour and 17 minutes. It's very short.
Yeah, the only thing I do remember is the fact that I never saw a breast, you know?
Okay.
So that's it.
Yeah, what about the head explosion? Was that in the, do you remember that as a kid or no?
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I feel like that would have been one of the things that they edited out, you know, on TV. But I just don't remember that.
It doesn't look anything real. So it's kind of weird. I was wondering if it would show up.
Yeah, it doesn't. I do remember the very, very, you know, openly and honestly, I could tell you, I do remember Dick Miller 100%.
Okay.
Well, what happens to him. So,
okay, that's interesting.
That's so in the movie.
You picked
in
the cut version. And how many times do you think you've seen this movie?
I've probably seen this no less than about 15 times. I mean, if we're being honest.
It's so funny, right? It's crazy the movies that we watch over and over and over.
Yeah, and I would say about maybe 10 of those times were on TV edited.
Okay.
So I watched it later on as an adult a bunch of times. But yeah, This movie is definitely one of my childhood things, like dolls or, you know, anything.
Which we've done.
Yeah. Charles Band has ever been a part of, or Stuart Gordon.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, okay. So, look, this is an interesting one because every time I see this movie, I feel like it's the first time. I don't know what it is about this movie, but it's never got it. It's one of these movies that feels so cool. Mm-hmm. But then when you watch it, you go, yeah, there's like nothing here. You know, it's so weird. It's like I'm a blank slate every time I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember certain lines and certain weird things about this movie. But when I think about the movie as a whole, I never remember it the same way. So for some odd reason, it's very digestible in the sense that I can just pick it up.
Yeah,
and you go, know, oh yeah, that's a movie.
It's crazy too, because like when I watched it so many times as a kid, I still forget the order in which they die.
Yeah, yeah. You even forgot who died.
Right.
Because at one point you said someone died, and I was like, no, they're not dead.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally forgot, because there's always like a final girl. And I totally forgot.
True.
You know, that he was there, but.
Well, all right, let's discuss this movie, because the movie, like we already said, is kind of like, it should be one of these movies that is just amazing. With the concept, because I think this came out around the time of Short Circuit success.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of almost like, you know, like a low budget version of like, oh, let's ride on that success a little bit and do an opposite of it.
Can I ask you a question? I don't know if you, because you're picking up all the trivia and stuff. The wheels, like the rotating wheels on these robots, are exactly like Johnny Five's.
Yeah, they're exactly. Yeah.
So, did they just like, did they use him at all? Like, recycle him or?
No, because this was one guy did the robot. He just made them. By the way, I'm going to say robots.
I like when you say robot.
Because that's the way I say it, and I know it's not right. I'm supposed to say robot. No, mm-hmm. Robots.
Robots.
And I say robots.
What difference does it make?
But I just wanted to point it out because I know it might irritate some people. I can't help it. And I'm going to tell you.
Whatever happened. In this movie. I want to know how you started saying it like that. Like, what? You've always said it your whole life?
Is it a New Yorker thing? I don't know.
It has to be a New Yorker thing.
I don't say hot dogs or anything. Hot dogs.
No, but you say draw.
I do say draw.
You know, that's.
Well, I could keep my socks in the draw.
Forehead.
I don't say that. You say I say that.
Say
I don't
forehead.
Say. No,
you
I do. I've never said
forehead before.
Forehead.
You know my friend Janice. She says forehead.
All right. I don't remember
but
ever saying
she's
forehead.
She's New Yorker.
But I do say robot.
I think also because you're trying to say
robots?
It too fast. And like
that's my big problem. Is I speak really quick and everything gets mumbled up. Yeah,
it's
I know.
Not
it's
that
a problem.
You don't know how to speak.
I do. It's one of those words though that when I hear you say it the right way, I go. I don't even compute that I'm saying it differently.
Well, I don't compute a lot of words. Sometimes words just, there's a lot of words that I can't stand in the English language. Like, I can't say them right. So.
Oh, yeah. I have.
You know?
Yeah, there's so many. Well, like, everybody knows I can't say
some
anything.
Some arrogant so. Words, too, like quinoa.
Quinoa. What's the matter with quinoa? Oh, you just don't like it because it's arrogant.
I don't like the fucking word.
Okay.
I hate it. Quinoa.
We had a debate about.
Acai. I hate that fucking
caramel.
Word.
We like caramel.
Okay,
some people
first
say
of
caramel.
All, Carmel. Isn't that like an island somewhere? Carmel. Anyway, there's a fucking A in there. It is caramel. Yeah, and I can't.
Caribbean versus Caribbean?
I can't take it when people say caramel. Put some caramel on my ice cream.
Is it the Pirates of the Caribbean or the Pirates of the Caribbean?
I say Pirates of the Caribbean.
The Caribbean?
Yeah.
That's why I always said it, but too. And I'm like, Caribbean.
We have people in our lives that are from the Caribbean, and they say it Caribbean.
Caribbean.
Caribbean. Or island people. Okay. So I don't even use that word anymore. I just say, you know, Jamaicans.
There's a lot of islands in the world.
I'm just saying, well, we have some really good friends of ours that are Jamaican, and they're from Jamaica.
Okay.
Not the island. And or the Caribbean or the Caribbean. I just say Jamaica.
We're so far off track. I was only going to say that the reason I'm saying it, and I feel corrected in my robot, because someone in this movie says they're robots.
They do. Okay, you are justified, sir.
So I felt like somebody gets me.
You're not cutting any of that out, by the way.
And I'm going to put it in here a lot. So just so, robot. F you, robot.
Robot.
Before I open the floor, I'd like you all to meet your brand new security team. The Protector 101 series robots.
Fuck you, quinoa.
Robots in disguise.
I hate quinoa. I want to erase that word. I hate it. I hate it. Anyway, let's talk about the movie.
Yeah. So we start off this movie. The first thing that happens in this movie is we see a commercial in the mall of a thief being killed by these robots.
The Protector 101 series robots.
Okay, first of all, he's not killed. He is just...
As the actor asks, well, that guy looks pretty dead. And he says, just incapacitated.
He's incapacitated. He is not dead. He's just got zapped a little. He's fine.
Yeah.
The commercial's happening in the mall, and they're doing a demonstration. The company, I guess, that make the robots... are doing the demonstration with the owner of the mall, and there's like a whole big group of people there, and they're learning about this new technology. Oh my gosh.
It's their new security guards.
It's a new security guards, and there's three of them. And so they are run by a computer.
Yes. Well,
what can go wrong?
The Protectors will make Park Plaza the safest mall in the state. Trust me, absolutely nothing can go wrong.
Two of our audience members, I have to start pointing this out, because this movie is an hour and 17 minutes of real Roger Corman fanfare.
Yeah.
This director, writer, everybody involved was just kissing his ass in every shot. And so
Roger Corman's a treasure.
One of the things they did was hire a bunch of cameo actors from his movies. Mm-hmm. And so the two people in the audience, which is probably one of the funnier parts of this whole movie, is these two. Is Paul Bartel and Mary Wernov? I mean, I hope that I'm pronouncing that right. Mary Wernov, as they're eating Raul characters from that's one of his movies, and they ad-libbed all their lines in this movie. So
it's funny.
They cut to them every couple minutes to say something funny, and it is one of the better moments because it feels like another type of movie, more of a tongue-in-cheek. They know they're in a comedy where everything else feels super serious.
Right, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's really funny. But they say the craziest stuff, and I love that she goes, they look like the Three Stooges. And he says, the one in the middle looks ethnic. And by the way, they just look like a mashup of every robot ever put on film. And they said that they purposely were mocking R2-D2 when they constructed it.
Yeah.
It does have Johnny Five's tank kind of wheels that you were talking about, those treads.
Yeah.
And then it is just a big, I don't know, imagine a washer machine. A washer machine with really terrible arms that are virtually like mic stands.
Yeah.
But they have clamps.
Well, they look like the things that you use to pick up trash.
Yes,
you know?
Pooper scoopers.
Yeah.
Totally pooper scoopers. And on the head is a dish that just has a red line on it. That's the eyeball.
I wonder how much it costs to make these
things. Oh, it is so cheap.
Like $1.89?
I feel like we could just make this so quick. And we should. We should get... like little chairs and drive around conventions as these killbots.
Oh,
that would be amazing.
God, that'd be so amazing.
See, I know that word is killbot instead of saying killbot.
I know.
Yeah.
These robots.
You know how to say it.
It's just weird. It's weird how my
fast
mind works.
Talker. You're just a fast.
Well, so the two eating Raul caught. They're actually playing their characters from Eating Raul.
Maybe we could use one at the restaurant. Get rid of people we don't like.
These actors are not playing themselves or anything, or new characters. They're actually playing their Eating Raul characters.
Well, they're completely unamused by these robots. So.
They're so unamused, and they just keep cutting to them saying things.
Yeah.
Which is funny. Probably the highlight.
They remind me of your mother. It's the laser eyes.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Same to you.
And they say, well, basically they give us the terms. the way that you won't be hurt is you have to hold up your ID to a killer robot. And he will scan it with his eye. Now, when the guy shows it in the instructions, he's holding it for a while and he goes, he's scanning it. And it is like, it's taking its time.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well,
it's so stupid.
Right after we're introduced to the three robots who are going to be security for this mall, we now get a opening montage of the mall, which is chaos.
So this is mall a real chaos. Mall. Okay, there's a lot of people. There's kids skateboarding. Like every cliche you
every cliche is happening
imagine.
At once.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Yes. Like ladies with all their bags and their packages walking around, the kid causing a ruckus.
The famous swimsuit models walking with their state badges on their chests. You know
what
that always happens.
On? There's like a beauty pageant going on inside the mall.
And they're
like,
not even having beauty pageants. They're just walking.
They're just walking around just in bikinis walking. With like sashes though. So it's like they had some kind of competition.
Yeah. And then a guy crashes because he sees a woman for the first time and he's like,
the guy. I'm like, dude, have you ever seen a woman in your life? Like, come on, get a hold of yourself. He's like falling down the escalator.
We even have a montage of a woman trying to carry a tray full of at least 5 sodas, 2 hot dogs, and like a bunch of nachos.
Which
and
is she amazing.
We have to follow her journey.
We follow her journey. She almost gets knocked over at least 5 times, and they show us that she's trying to get her to her table, right? So when she gets to the fucking table, the table breaks and the sodas go splashing all over her friends.
I thought someone bumped her from behind.
But no, the whole fucking table broke.
Oh my God, it's even worse.
It was ridiculous. I'm so, like, wait.
And they're playing like
all
your typical 80s song.
Oh,
to
yeah.
To the montage. You know, and it's supposed to be fun. There's even a kid eating ice cream in an elevator, and it gets a whole bunch of people in fast motion come in and smash the ice cream into him.
It's amazing. Like, I mean, first of all, I gotta tell you, I've been to a lot of malls. And I've been to like several times over my lifetime. I have never seen a mall like this. It's like ridiculous. Like it's like one nonstop party going on in this mall.
Yes.
And like they have to show every single store. Like there's like an Italian restaurant in there that just says Italian.
Did it? I couldn't read that one. I was wondering about that one.
It just said Italian. Like, are you selling Italians in there? Like, what is this? Like, what's going on? It's like a little Italian restaurant just says that word on it.
Well, that's what we cut into, and that's how we meet our first two characters.
Yes.
And by the way, this Italian restaurant you were speaking of, we have to talk about a lot of things about this restaurant, because first off, it is literally the restaurant from You Can't Do That on Television.
Oh my God.
The guy's working behind a counter, wiping his spatula all over his chest.
Are you serious?
You didn't watch that? They keep cutting to him, and he keeps wiping the spatula on his hairy chest.
I don't recall the You Can't Do That on Television guy doing that. Did he really?
You don't remember the whole skit on You Can't Do That on Television where the guy is disgusting that works behind in the diner they always cut to?
Vaguely.
Oh, it's like,
I mean, it's been
rancid.
A long
time. I couldn't even watch that show when I was a kid. I was like, this is just vile. I didn't even like it at all.
Yeah.
And that's how it is here. It feels like a Corman movie. Again, in this moment, like our main characters feel like they're actually in an 80s rom-com or something, or
yeah,
your typical slasher film.
Yep.
Everything else is a Roger Corman feeling.
It does.
Like, the movie's so at odds with itself.
Yeah, like, our characters are so cliche that, like, you feel like you know which one's going to make it, which one is going to be the final girl.
True.
Like, you just kind of have that feeling.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know how I know this is a Roger Corman vehicle, that this movie is produced by Roger Corman? Well, the Italian restaurant has the best art up, tacked on posters from every Roger Corman film are in an Italian restaurant.
I mean, come on. But you know what? It would have made more sense to have like a Mario Bava poster, maybe maybe a Dario Argento poster.
Right, I like that.
I mean, come on. Those are Italian directors.
Nothing says Italian food and a slice of pizza like Slumber Party Massacre and Death Stalker 2. What the hell? At least it wasn't, what was it again? The Devil Wears Nada? That could have been on the wall.
I don't even know if I can make it through that movie. I have to see it, though.
So, we meet our two main characters. Two of our main characters. Now, I'm having a hard time remembering which one of the two women work at the Italian restaurant?
Okay, so it's definitely Susie. That is Barbara Crampton.
So it's Barbara Crampton, famous for being in Body Double, Reanimator, We Are Still Here, and Glorious recently. Mm-hmm. And also Suitable Flesh, which mm-hmm. was like recent. And also was Allison, I believe.
Yeah, we get Allison.
Which is played by Kelly Maroney.
She's in everything.
Yeah, Fast Times at Ridgemont High again. Mm-hmm. Night of the Comet. And one of my movies I want to do on this movie soon, on this podcast sooner or later, Hard to Die. So,
okay.
Yeah, we meet them and they're talking and they did that opening line that you started with in this in the podcast here. Where they say, babe.
Yeah. Babe, that is your name, right?
It's like a running joke babe. With them. Because I guess everybody calls them babe. Yeah. Like when they're serving food. Because they're the two waitresses yeah. of the Italian restaurant, right?
Oh, and it's not sweetheart. Yeah. Hey, sweetheart. Get your cheeks over here. Give me a Coke.
Yeah. Can I get a refill?
Hey, would I set you up with a slime dog or something? No way, babe.
It is babe, isn't it?
Come on. Take it while it's hot. Girls, come on.
Yeah, all right.
Waitress, more butter.
They are talking about how they're going to have a party, and it's going to be the mall after the mall closes. I guess Barbara Crampton's boyfriend is going to have them at the furniture store that they work at. It's a furniture store inside the mall.
It should also be noted that Mike works there, and it's his uncle that owns the mall.
Oh, okay. Well, that's even more information. Yeah. So
Mike's the gum chewer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. That's weird. But Barbara Crampton's talking her friend into coming. She doesn't want to go. So character of Allison's like, what am I going to do in a furniture store where you girls are all with your boyfriends?
Yeah, she doesn't have anyone.
Yeah. Well, there's a guy I'm trying to get you that you should meet. There's another guy. All right. So then we cut to the furniture guys. And the furniture guys, now we introduced who you already brought up, was the gum chewing Mike character.
Yep. Then we meet Rick.
That actor, by the way, is he plays Deathstalker in Deathstalker 2, or he's one of the Deathstalker guys.
He is, yes.
Yes, because we saw him interviewed and he talked about how the chewing gum thing was something he just did it on the spot as a joke.
Oh,
and
he kept
doing it as his character.
I wanted to punch him.
Yeah, he was in the movie Crazy People That I Love, and he was mm-hmm. also in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, mm-hmm. yeah. And we also meet the two other guys.
Okay, so Greg is actually Barbara Crampton's boyfriend, and he works at the furniture store.
Yeah, he's played by Nick Siegel. He was in Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo, and he was in School Spirit.
Who was he in Breaking 2?
I didn't look at I don't have that.
Oh, you know I've seen that movie 687 times.
Then you should know better than I would.
He must be... Oh, he's listened to Dickie's boyfriend.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's not a real big character in that.
Yeah. And we also meet Ferdy. The worst name ever.
Okay,
Ferdy.
He has a really weird name, but I will tell you, he's adorkable. And he's that dorky cuteness that I love. He's got that. He's got these big glasses. He looks totally 80s, but he's cute.
Yeah, he's played by Tony O'Dell. And he, oddly, is in Karate Kid 1 and 2 as Jimmy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
I just wanted to point it out because I knew you were going to ask, who is he in that?
I know who he is.
I knew you were going to say Breaking 2, who is that guy in that? And I didn't write that one, but I wrote Jimmy.
I mean, do you think I don't know? I've seen The Karate Kid 900 times.
Hey, calm down.
It's one of my favorite movies. Yeah.
So we meet, and yeah, that's the three of them. And they are working in the furniture store, and they are getting this party together.
Mm-hmm.
You got the beer?
Greg, come on. Dude, the fridge is packed.
All right, good. Rick and Linda bring in the food. Clean sheets are definitely waiting. And Susie... Susie has a surprise for you.
I don't know, guys.
Come on, Ferdy. Forget about your Uncle Sid for a while. This is gonna work, okay?
Ferdy. You can't back out on us now.
Okay, let's party.
All right.
But first I gotta find Mrs. Flanagan's fuchsia.
Fuck the fuchsia. It's Friday. Tell the old bag to wait.
And I guess Ferdy, he's not jazzed about it either. because he's nervous and he's like a dork and he takes his job seriously and he doesn't want to like do crimes, which is like staying after close in the mall and, you know, drinking at the shop that they work at. He doesn't want to do that kind of stuff, but they talk him into it. And they're kind of, Mike is an asshole to him. So he's like, I don't even want to hang out with that guy, but they basically talk him into it because they need him not to rat them out.
Yeah, so they invited him to the party so that he wouldn't be a rat, you know, like they made him try to like fit in with them. But this is the shit that I don't get. First of all, let's meet Rick and Linda, okay?
Well, we got to cut because Rick and Linda are two other characters who are going to meet them at the mall.
Now, this is a married couple.
And they work at a garage. They own a garage.
Yes.
Yeah,
so they don't even have anything to do with this mall.
They're just friends with him. For some reason, and I feel like the two characters don't even know Ferdy, but then when they say his name, they act like they've known him for a long time.
Yeah, it's weird. They don't know Ferdy, but the weird thing is, it's like, okay, we have to talk about Rick and Linda for a moment. Okay, first of all, I think Linda is so beautiful. I think she's the most pretty person in this movie.
Okay.
I just think she's gorgeous.
She's played by Carrie Emerson. I just want to add out there. And I couldn't find anything that we know her from.
Hmm.
Like, there wasn't anything. But Rick is played by Russell Todd, and he was in Friday the 13th Part 2.
I remember him.
Yeah.
Yep, because that's my favorite Friday the 13th.
Now, they're married, and they're driving their truck, and they're kind of having a conversation. Rick doesn't really even want to go to the mall, but I think she's, like, happy to have a night out to party with her friends.
Right. So they decide to go. But is this really a party? Now, I ask you this, okay?
I don't know what this is.
What is happening? Because really, it's a furniture store in the mall that has a bed, a couch, a TV that works. It's like a real, it looks like, Furniture City or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
And there's a couple in the bed, which is Mike, and we forgot to talk about Leslie. I call her Leslie, a.k.a. Huge Knockers. She is with Mike. That's his girlfriend. They're doing it in the bed with a room full of people.
I mean, that's virtually what happens here. You're already like going for it. They're all there.
They're
so
all there.
I was going to say, I guess they all meet up. But they basically get drunk, dance a little bit, and then they separate to sleep together in other beds. So Rick and this girl could have just stayed home.
Okay, so Rick and Linda are married.
Why go to sleep? Well, with each other in some random bed in front of your friends.
I mean, unless you're going to participate in some sort of orgy.
Yeah, it's
odd. And that's not what happens. They're all just separate couples doing their own thing.
Well, the good thing, though, is that Ferdy meets Allison.
Oh, Ferdy meets Allison. They're
and
cute.
And it's a really nice meet-cute. He's in the bathroom. And by the way, again,
they're watching Attack of the Crab People, aren't they?
Yes, they are, which is another Roger Corman movie that we've done on this show, and we actually enjoyed it. I know. I didn't.
We're such
never knew.
Freaking nerds. We're like Corman nerds.
And
I can't help it.
Even more, you if you don't know, in every shot in this movie that you're watching a Roger Corman movie, they keep nailing it because when he goes to the bathroom, Ferdy like is really nervous and he's trying to make himself feel better, like I'm trying to look cool and all that. And by taking his glasses off, and he can't see, but next to him on the wall is another Roger Corman poster.
Of course.
Yeah, in every shot in this movie, there's a Roger Corman poster or reference.
I mean, whose idea? It had to be the director's idea to do that.
Yeah.
It's like a thank you.
He said he
to
was
the
his
Cormans.
Idol. Yeah.
Yeah. You
Roger
know,
Corman was
cute.
His idol, and he could not believe he got to meet him and work with him. He actually was working in television commercials.
Oh, wow.
And then he took this, he just randomly showed up at his doorstep, and Roger Corman taught him how to make movies. He said, we went to lunch. He told me to take a legal pad out and basically write everything he was saying. He goes, he gave me more lessons in those 4 hours that we hung out than I got in 4 years of college.
Wow. I loved going to Joe Bob's Jamboree and getting to see Roger and Julie Corman. That was so wonderful.
Yeah,
and hearing the stories and you know that he has for his movies and making movies and stuff. I really do. I'm so glad that we got to do that.
Yeah, that was a highlight. I wish we could have met him, and I wish we could have. That would have been really nice. So when Ferdy meets Allison, you know, they're both nervous. They really don't want to meet each other because they know it's going to be one of those, you're introduced to somebody I would never like.
Right.
And then they see each other, and it's an instant connection.
Yeah, it's kind of
cute. I think the instant sparks.
Yeah, they're
cute. But they do spend the night snuggling on a couch together, watching Attack of the Crab People, which scares Allison. Attack of the Crab People scaring Allison makes me laugh.
Which is funny because she doesn't seem to scare easily, as you can see from the rest of the movie.
Yeah. Well, while this is all happening, just like in Short Circuit, a lightning storm hits the top of the tower and at the top of the building, which is where their tower is for the control center for these killer robot security guards. And just like in Short Circuit, they're turned on. They're switched on. And so we see a guy looking, of course.
He's in the control room.
He's in his control room. And of course, he is looking at a Playboy. Of course, as you do when you're at work.
That's what all, like, you know, security people do when, you know, you're sitting behind a control panel. You don't, I mean, this is a day, days before you had, like, porn on your phone.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's bored.
You just.
What the heck? Just leave him alone. Open
up a whole centerfold right in that thing. Well, he opens it up, and the first killer, killbot kind of shoots his hand through the centerfold girl and stabs him. Yeah. And I guess he dies from, you know, he gets chopped up and, like, it goes through his chest or whatever.
They malfunctioned because of the lightning storm. And so they are, like, upset.
They're just pissed off. Yeah, that's it. You know,
for no reason.
They need to clean up. They got to clean house. That's their job now.
That's what they got
to
do.
And so that's first security, their first technician that's supposed to work. Oh, now this is weird. So the whole idea of getting these security bots is to not have humans have to be paid.
Right.
But they're paying two technicians to take care of them every night.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I mean, not everything, you know, with computers and stuff is foolproof. You have to have someone there for a backup.
Yeah, but you get my point.
Right.
You're basically hiring two more people just to sit at a control panel.
Right. It's useless. It's a useless situation.
Yeah, it's odd. But after, the first guy is, you know, the first technician is this dispatched, another technician shows up to work. So we have another weird cameo from an actor who's in damn near everything. We have a Garrett Graham, who is famous in this house as Bud the Chud. He's also in Child's Play 2 and literally every TV show in the 90s and 80s. Showed up on everything.
Yeah, he dies in Child's Play 2. It sucks.
Yeah, Garrett Graham shows up now. And this is my favorite. So we got to break down the sequence. Garrett Graham comes to work. And now remember, the same control panel that Garrett Graham's going to work at as a technician, the other guy just got murdered at. Did the Killbots clean up his body and hide it?
They just swept it under the rug.
Because now I'm assuming that it ripped through the centerfold and went into this guy's chest and blood would be everywhere.
I would think so. Like, there would be blood all over the TV monitors.
No.
But you know what's funny?
No, look, the Killbots can't pick up. They can't bend.
No.
They can't do much.
They can only aim forward. They can't, like, zoom down or zoom up.
Yeah. So how they got rid of his body, what did they do with his body, where is it, how did they clean the blood, is next level. I have no idea. And they do it a lot in this movie. They hide people's bodies. I don't really understand it. Well, the Garrett Graham comes in there, like, there's no problem, and he just goes to work, and of course they're moving behind him, and again, he just gets murdered.
Yep.
He's another one just killed out.
Yep.
So... Now they leave. This is where they finally leave the office, and now they are loose on the mall at night after closing. And so now we get another cameo.
Aww.
So we have our janitor character played by the great Dick Miller.
He's a Corman favorite.
Literally playing his character from Roger Corman's Bucket of Blood. He's literally playing, and they actually say his full name in the movie. He is playing Walter Paisley.
Yep.
Yo, Walter, you having a good time?
Ty, you know Paisley. He loves a challenge.
Now go ahead and laugh, you guys. But if I ever find a little bastard that did this, they're dead meat.
Right, Walter, right. Say, you better hustle it up. You don't want to get locked up in here again, do you?
Hey, rub it in all you like. I'll be out here in 10 minutes, you'll see.
Walter Paisley is mopping up the floor. Apparently someone dumped an entire smoothie in the mall, and he's cleaning it up, and his fellow coworkers are making fun of him before they leave. And apparently this is the last thing he's got to clean up of the night, but the killbot has a different thought on this. So he shows up, and he's a little bastard, because somehow his little treads knock a mop bucket over, which is funny in itself, because there is no way they knocked this bucket over. It should have just moved.
Yeah.
But they knocked the bucket over and went all over the place, and they asked for his badge. And he's pissed. He keeps, like, threatening to hit him with a mop. And
he's kind of provoking the robot. He's like, I've been working here how long?
Yeah. This is some bullshit.
Yeah. You're just a piece of tin.
Yeah, I should really whack you.
Identification badge.
Do not make any sudden moves.
Sudden move? I'll give you a sudden move upside your head.
So the killbot, I love this. He shoots like a taser out. Right, it basically like one of those stun guns that shoot the electrical wire out and it hits you.
Yeah, it's like in the beginning of a demonstration video when the guy gets like zapped.
Yeah, but what I love here is that it just like limply goes poink onto the floor and it just lands. And then Dick Miller goes, Dick Miller's like, what the hell is that? What? You're so useless. What is that? Well, it landed in the mop water that he's standing in. And so it electrocutes him to death. And we see Dick Miller fry and he hits the ground.
Yeah, but you know what's funny is that I know that they're in the furniture store, so they're not really paying attention to what's going on, but, like, they don't ever run across his body.
They never run across... Again, I'm going to point this out. The killbots clean up after their kills.
Where's the fucking body?
They not only did they move his body, but they also move the mop bucket and the water all over the floor.
Oh. It's just so kind of them to clean up their mess.
They're just like Jason... Just like every other murderer in a movie, they hide the bodies and prop them up in other places just for fun. Now, the problem is that the party group, they're all having sex or watching Attack of the Crab People. One of them decides one of them's like, I want cigarettes. And he only has a certain brand and she wants her Virginia Slims or whatever the hell it is. She needs a certain cigarette. Oh, and this is the time in a day and age where in the mall... They had the cigarette machine.
Yeah, it was like
a little pull cord.
$1.25 for a pack of cigarettes.
We know some people who saw that in a movie a few times and said to us, that was a thing? And I was like, yeah, for a very long time.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's hard to believe. It's hard.
It is kind of crazy.
Anytime you went anywhere, you would see those little, like, the ones with the pull knob. You would
have the pull knobs for different cigarettes in them.
Yeah, because our parents all smoked. Yeah. So it was like.
You couldn't go to a Denny's when we were kids.
Oh, yeah, they were everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, so he goes out to this little machine and...
Well, the only reason she goes, though, Joe...
Oh.
The only reason he goes is she shows her boobs to him and she says, hurry back.
It's hurry back and she shows her big knockers.
Yeah, but it's like, do you even have to go?
I know. I don't get it. First of all, why do these people not have homes? Why are you in a furniture store with your friends that can clearly see you naked?
Well, the only thing I could think is that they're supposed to be young.
But they're not. One couple is married.
One couple's married. Like, that's odd.
Like, I don't even care if you're... Okay, so say you're married and you're 21. Say you're 21. Still, what are you doing? You have a home to go to and, you know... bang in your own bed. Why are you with these people? It makes no sense.
Exactly.
Because none of them are interacting together. They're separate. They're all separate.
The couples are all separate. Going off to have sex.
So it's stupid. Like, I'm sorry, but I would rather have sex with my husband in the back of a pickup truck under the stars than be in a furniture store in the mall. That's an opportunity that they had.
Does the two married couple, do they have a kid or something?
No.
Because I was thinking that was the only reason that they would have gone to this to do this.
No.
Because maybe they needed a night out to have sex without the kid around.
No, they just wanted to hang out with their friends.
Look, I'm making a scenario that makes more sense. I'm just trying to help the film out.
Don't even try. Because here is my favorite scene in the movie. This is my favorite scene in the movie because he goes, this is Mike, the fucking gum, goes to get the cigarettes and the robot comes behind him. And fucks him up. And when I say fucks him up...
Does it?
Like, takes his throat out.
Well, okay. Fucks him up is weird. Doesn't he get pushed What happens to him to make him fall and mm-hmm. like act like he's passed out or dead?
Okay, so
because that happened, the thing in the throat happens after
he gets zapped with the thing.
Oh, he just gets a stun,
and then he goes down, and then
because he acts like he died because it just walks over to him and does the pooper scooper on his throat. It just clips his throat, and he like takes it. Yeah,
it just stuns him, and then it rips out his throat.
It doesn't rip it out. It looks like it just pinches his throat, and we don't see what happens. See. Yeah,
that's like. The cut version.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what the movie does. It just cuts away from this now.
Yeah, it cut away from it, which kind of sucks because I would have loved to see him get torn up. I hated his character. So
they could have made a joke about the gum. They could have made that done no, something with
no
this.
Joke with, I know. It's like, at least try to make it funny for me because thank God this character only lasts 15 minutes in the movie because I just couldn't take it the whole movie.
Well, his girlfriend now knows he's missing, so she leaves, right?
So this and
she
is goes to Leslie, look for
her.
Right?
I love the way they shoot her. They literally follow her butt cheeks in the camera walking through the mall. She walks around the mall and then she finally figures out, oh, there's a cigarette machine over there.
Yeah.
And so she finally goes over to the cigarette machine and she's like calling out for this guy. Right. And now we can see that now he has been propped up next to the cigarette because the kill bots, they're jokesters. They kill you and then they prop you up and they clean up a little bit.
Yeah. They so like you to look pretty nice.
They prop him up into the shadows, which is like there's no light down this hallway for some reason. This little hallway with the cigarette machine.
No. Nope.
And you can see his legs stuck out so she could see it. And if you look closely, he's wiggling his toes.
I know.
The actor couldn't even stay still long enough to not wiggle his toes. Like, so she walks, she's still, Mike, what are you doing? She finally goes over there. Now, here's my favorite thing. This is the killbot at its best because she moves him and that's when blood starts coming out of his throat.
Yeah.
So it cut his throat, but it somehow pasted it back together. And so it only bleed after she moves him.
Excuse me, sir. You'll have to speak to the makeup department about this. Oh, man.
It looks so bad.
It looks really bad.
It's like gray.
It's supposed to be like a skin flap.
Yeah, but it's just like a gray piece of meat slapped on his neck with like a little squirt of blood.
Oh, God. It's so bad. It is really bad.
But she runs off. I was happy
he was out of the movie, but she's running and screaming, and here comes the robot. And let me tell you, Leslie does not have 2 seconds to survive this movie. Like, even to... You know, she's running and she immediately gets killed. Like, but she doesn't just get killed.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Now, we got to talk about this because this is the most important crazy factor of these kill bots. They shoot laser beams out of their eyeballs. That's something we're now discovering. Now, why their big, like, their advertisement in the beginning of this movie is that they stun you with a taser type weapon or a stunner.
Right.
Why bury the lead that these things can shoot lasers?
Right. Why is that even a thing?
And now...
Because they're allowed to commit murder if they malfunction.
Well, let's talk about this because what is going on with the level of tasing or laser beams that come out of them? Like, what is going on with the intensity levels?
Maybe this is something that they acquired when they got zapped by the lightning.
Yeah, but my question is to you, what is the power levels? Because sometimes it just bounces off your tush. Sometimes it bounces off metal. Sometimes it burns metal. Sometimes it blows up your head. And when I say sometimes, once. Because this movie makes no sense and it does not seem to even know it's doing it. It's just randomly shooting laser beams at this girl she's running and it literally bounces her tushy, right? It shoots a couple walls. It's all over the place. And then all of a sudden she stops in front of her friends who all look through the door, the window of the furniture store and see her screaming and then see that the laser hits her head. It basically bounced off her tush meat and it now it hits her head and her head explodes.
Oh my God, tush meat.
What is it doing to the tush meat? Why isn't it blowing up her tushy? Why isn't it blowing up her body parts? Why is it only blowing up her head now?
Oh my God. I can't. I'm sorry.
So, do you tell me? Tell me what's going on. I'm still
stuck on tush meat. Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. It's just skimming past her.
It's skimming past her. It's bouncing bullets all over the place.
Say that the head explosion thing is pretty neat looking.
Again, it's that gray matter flaps. It just shoots up in the air.
I don't care if it's flaps. It still looks kind of neat.
And I will say that the killbots have also a cheeky line of delivery. Oh, they say
cheeky.
They say, have a nice day after they kill you, right? Do they say have a nice day?
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, your butt puns are on point.
So,
tushy meat.
It's all because of the robot. The robots.
The Protector 101 series robots.
Robots.
The robots are in my brain right now.
Oh my God, my stomach hurts. So,
look, they see her head get completely just blown to shreds. And she's laying there, and now the robot is like, hey, I'm going to get in that store, and I want to get you guys. So they freak out, and they start running, I mean, of course, and they decide to climb up into the air vents, which, because this is one of those movies that the air vents are just like aliens, where they, when you get into an air vent, it's like a people vent. It's like this giant
thing. Yeah, and you know what's funny, too, about this is that they had those, like, really chintzy ceiling tiles. Remember when we were in school, you used to throw your sharpened pencil up there?
Of course, it was just a piece of, like,
styrofoam almost. Yeah. You know, you're going to fly through that thing.
Oh, especially they would collapse.
There's three grown women in this air vent. I'm like, how are you not falling through?
They're crawling on their hands and knees, and there's enough space.
Yeah, but they decide that it was going to be smart. Well, can we talk about where the guys go? The girls go up into the air vent, but we need to talk about where the guys go.
Okay, this is another in-joke here.
I can't.
So the guys, the plan is to get the women into the air vents to hide, because how could the killbots get them? Right? And they're going to try to stand off and stop the robot. They have no idea what's going on. They don't know how. I think they know that there's three.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
how. They know that there's three because Mike's uncle owns the goddamn mall.
Okay. So they know. I don't. Yeah.
So he knows. So they know.
The three of them, because Mike's dead. They run off and they're going to fend off the robots to save the girls, to help the girls out. So they go to Peck and Paw's Sporting Goods.
Is that a real place?
Sam Peck and Paw is a famous Western director who did The Wild Bunch.
Yes, but is that a real store?
Of course not. The joke is that in the mall, they have an arsenal of guns.
Oh, that was at Peck and Paw's?
Because this is a Western.
Oh, the guns were at Peck and Paw's. I got it.
So they go to Peck and Paw's and they load up with every piece of artillery that you can ever get. This is in a mall.
Okay, first of all, they have, like, assault rifles in there.
Yes.
They have machine guns.
They have elephant bullets wrapped around them.
I mean,
they look like Rambo.
Everything except a freaking tank in there.
My favorite thing is that Ferdy just gets a handgun. He gets like a Dirty Harry's handgun.
Oh, poor Ferdy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, first of all, who's dictating this situation? Because if I were Ferdy, I'd be like, no, look, motherfucker, I'm getting a machine gun too. Well,
I think Ferdy didn't want a gun. But he knew he needed one, so he just grabbed Dirty Harry's gun.
Oh, my God. That wasn't even Dirty Harry's gun. It wasn't like one of those big...
It's not a Magnum. You're right.
No,
it's like a little... It's a big handgun, though. It's a six-shooter. I will say that. He does shoot, like, 35 bullets from this thing.
Yeah. But I don't know anything about guns. But I could tell you right now, if I was up against robots that are killer, I would choose a bigger gun.
Well, one of them gets a machine gun. Like, literally Rambo's machine gun.
Yes, but these guns don't do anything. They're just, like, bouncing off these machines.
It's okay, Joe, because not only can the robots not shoot properly, neither can these guys.
So, well, they work in a furniture store.
True. They walk outside, and they have a shoot-off with them. The way that they're shooting is, like, back and forth. Like, the guys are just, like, scatter shooting at the robot, and it's just bouncing off them. And the robot is also shooting lasers that are just going all over the place,
not hitting.
Yeah. Like, so what you have is like a mess.
I have no idea what's happening. It's like The lasers are not hitting, and they're literally standing right there in front of the robots. Like, they cannot be closer to the robots.
Yeah.
And they're just not getting hit at all. It's quite astounding.
Agreed.
It's quite astounding. And they don't stop firing on the robots either, even though they're clearly not doing any damage.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Now, what happens is the women are in the air vent, and Barbara Crampton's character starts freaking out because she wants to be with him, and she needs to get out of the air vent. So she does, and they go to a store. They said, we have to help them stop the robots. So, of course, since they're in a mall, you grab the only thing in the mall that you can get. And you know you can get one of these in every mall, which is a full gas tank. So they get multiple full gas tanks.
It was like propane.
I was like, what the hell is going on in this mall?
Where'd they get that? At the propane store?
I did. I was like, what the fuel shop. The Pete, fuel stop
Pete's
and shop.
Propane.
Yeah, I was like, what is happening here? Yeah, they get the dirty rags. They put the rags. They're going to make some kind of bombs. Right, so they come out and they see that the guys are being shot at with the lasers, and instead of throwing these gas tanks at them and coming up with a smart plan, no, Barbara Crampton stops and starts screaming, and the robot comes up and's like, "Oh, see," and looks down and says, "Oh, they got gas tanks for me to shoot. Great." and you know what really sparks a flame? A laser. So the laser hits a gas tank, and it, of course, blows up, as one does. So,
God.
Barbara Crampton goes on fire, and the two other girls watch her burn. Well, and don't she? And also, I will say, by the way, before she gets set on fire, she got shot in the leg.
Yes,
with the and again, the lasers don't make any sense because one time they bounce off your tush, and a second time, they blow your head up, and then this time they shoot like bullets, but okay. Now it blows her leg. It doesn't blow her leg off.
No, but
it just puts a bullet hole.
Yeah,
in
but
it.
She could still hobble away. She just lays there.
She lays there and screams like she can't do anything.
Like I'm going to tell you, if I ever met Barbara Crampton, and I would love to meet her, I feel like I should ask her, dude, did the director actually tell you to lay there and like flail, like, you know, flop around like a fish?
Like,
who made that decision? Because you literally could have gotten up.
Yeah.
It ran away.
Do something.
Or hobbled or hopped away or something.
And the only reason that the killbot's not killing her is because apparently it can't look down. But then it does look down because then it goes, the can. So it blows the can up.
Yes, but it doesn't have like an aiming apparatus.
Apparently not, because the lasers are flying all over this place. Like stormtrooper shots. Like, stormtroopers can't hit a damn thing. The killbots, I don't know. Sometimes they're good shots. Sometimes they're not.
I mean, that was a good stunt though. The girl going up on fire.
Yeah, the burn looks cool.
I mean, it's, it's stunt woman, but you could tell she's all greased up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was still cool looking, I think.
So they leave her to die. There's nothing they could do.
No, but they're not really bothered by it either. They're just like, that's sad.
Yeah, her boyfriend is pretty messed up about it because the next shot, they're in hiding out in the, because they do blow up, I think they blow up the thing. Maybe they blow up the gas tank because they knock one of the killbots over.
Yeah, they knock it over. It manages to get up, though.
Oh, I think the guys did that separately.
Yeah.
And then they see the girls get killed by another one. They realize, there's another one now.
Yep.
And so one is laying over, and it's making some kind of noise like it's leaking.
Yeah,
but then later on, it just pushes itself back up, and it's like, I'm fine. They managed to knock one of them down, though, at least. But then they go and hide out in the Italian restaurant.
Yes, Italian. That's what it's called.
Italian.
But yeah, so Greg is like he's like the only one that's fucked up over her death.
I remember because I think they got propane tanks and they hid them in the elevator or something.
And blew one up there. Yeah, one of the robots got blown up in the elevator.
That might happen later. Because they come up with like ideas like how to stop it. Like, so they came up with an idea to put the propane up in the elevator, catch the killbot in the elevator, and then blow it up and then drop it.
Yep.
Which works. I think they kill one of the robots that way.
Yeah.
So they have the other two and they didn't know. And then the girl got killed. So Barbara Crampton got killed and her boyfriend is like upset. So they're hiding out and they basically put the tables up against the windows and they hide out in the Italian restaurant. I should have said this. Yeah, they put the propane tanks on the top of the elevator. And when they put the killbot in the elevator, all the guys had to do was take the machine guns and shoot the propane. Because, again,
this terrible. Is
movie rules. Propane tanks blow up when you shoot them without a spark. So they're all shooting it, and nobody can shoot it. And she... The one girl, Allison, she just grabs Ferdy's handgun and shoots it perfectly, and it blows up the elevator and kills the one killbot.
Well, her father was a Marine.
Yeah, apparently.
So that means something, you know, you can shoot. Her daddy taught her.
Yeah, and so at the restaurant, they basically say, hey, Tex, good shooting and all that kind of stuff, you know? But then the boyfriend that just watched his girlfriend die.
His name's Greg.
Is like, yeah, you guys, you know, that's great. You left her to die. Like, why
what
did you
they
not,
supposed to do?
Why did you not stay in the air vent? Why did you not talk her into staying where she was?
True, safe? They should have stayed in the air vent. However, I will say this though: I didn't want Barbara Crampton to die, but it really didn't matter because I didn't really have a favorite here anyway. It didn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
But can we talk about that fire? Her whole body was on fire, so there's no system for fires in this mall.
You said this during the movie we were watching it. You said, why aren't the sprinklers going off? And I said, well, is it all run by the computer? And are they in control? Because there are also these really terrifying exits that are like Star Trek doors that Star Wars doors that slam shut.
However, the likelihood of an intruder gating entry is greatly minimized by the steel security doors, which are time locked from midnight till dawn.
They're huge metal, spaceship doors.
Yes.
So, you can't get in or out of there.
Apparently, that's also controlled by these killbots.
This is crazy. I mean, I still feel like if there's, a sprinkler system in this mall, which back then, the 80s, they implemented these little sprinklers. Water sprinklers.
I remember the killbots that we had in the 80s, and they also... I like how you're looking for logic of sprinklers.
I don't know.
In a movie with killbots in it.
I just, you're right. All right. So then we actually...
Although I was doing that too with the sparking of explosions and stuff like that. But so they're hiding. And then finally, Ferdy is the one. Because the boyfriend guy, he's drunk. And he's mad. And he's even threatens Ferdy with a gun.
Yeah.
And which is nuts, but Ferdy does come. Oh, and I have to point this out because this is just stupid, stupid, stupid shit. The husband and wife start talking about how they're going to owe money for the mall.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Because when you're in a life or death situation like this, I'm sure that you're thinking about how they're going to bill you for the damage that's caused to the mall.
She actually gets a calculator out and calculates how much damage they did, how long it would pay them, take for them to pay it off.
According to my calculations, provided we survive the night, of course, we're going to be in hock to this place for the next 85 years.
How many tune-ups is that?
Just a sec. 2,900,431.
Maybe we should raise our rates.
Which is, at this juncture, after you've already lost three of your friends.
Yes. To mall security killing people.
Yeah.
I think you have a lawsuit on your hand. I don't think that you have to pay damages.
Right.
For being almost murdered by mall security.
Right. I mean.
I'm like, what is the logic this woman's got? What is she thinking?
Like, it's funny, too, because not one of the women, shed a tear for Leslie when she gets her head blown off.
They're just kind of in shock.
They're just like, okay. And then Barbara Crampton dies and the other two aren't even crying.
Yeah.
No tears at all. The only one who seems to give a shit is Greg, her boyfriend. So it's weird. These people don't seem like friends at all.
Yeah,
weird.
And it's weird because Allison and her seem close.
They do, though. Yeah. So they were talking in the beginning of the movie and they seem like buddy-buddy. So I'm like, I'm sorry, but anyone, even if I didn't really know you you're like a casual acquaintance of mine, I would be a little bit wrecked if I saw you die in front of me.
Without a doubt. Well, Ferdy comes up with an idea. Now, the only way we can kill them, what if we go to the control room and destroy the controls? Maybe we can shut them down by doing that. And then, hell, yeah. And I'm with them. I'm like, you know what? I'm not staying here all night to die, waiting to die. I'm going to fight. So but the problem is the guy who's the boyfriend, he is gung-ho. So he runs up an escalator ahead of everybody and turns his back to a killbot upstairs who throws him off the third story balcony of the mall to fall to his death onto the tile. The director actually did this stunt from the second story.
No way.
Yeah, he I guess it was a test run, and he wanted to prove that it could be done fine. So he did it. He fell from the second story, and he didn't tell anybody, but he broke his ribs.
No.
And he didn't tell anybody until later.
Are you serious?
Until they wrapped up, because he didn't want to stop the production. He didn't want to, this is his first, I think this is might be his second movie that he directed. So,
wait a minute, the director himself,
he did the
threw
stunt.
Himself off the second story balcony.
He did the
balcony.
Stunt to show that it was going to be safe.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, it wasn't. No. And why didn't he land on something like a mat or something?
They did. That's how you do the stunt. Yeah, you do you think they're going to land on a tile?
Well, then what the fuck? How'd he break his ribs then?
Because when you land on those mats from a high distance, you can crack your ribs.
Damn.
So he did. He cracked his ribs and didn't. He filmed the movie, finished it, and didn't tell anybody, and then told everybody, oh, I hurt myself.
But that seems kind of goofy. Why didn't they use one of those, like, big air mattresses that, you
Joe,
know?
Joe, when you hit one of those from a far distance, it's like smacking. Still.
What a dummy. I would never do that. That's just...
Well, someone had to do it. The stunt guy did it right after him. The
stunt guy. That's what they get paid for.
I know.
For crying out loud. What a dummy. How could you continue a movie if your director's dead?
It's not like he was told to do it. He did it to prove that it was going to be okay.
But it wasn't.
I know. And then he let them do it, apparently.
Dummy.
Without
what
telling them
dummy.
That he also got hurt.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So Greg is now has met his demise.
Yes. And the problem is now they're surrounded. They're like getting chased by the killbots. And now some of the weirdest shit happens, right? Because the husband and wife just stands still and starts screaming. And then she gets killed, right?
Right in the tummy, she gets shot with a laser. Now, mind
and it
you,
doesn't blow her up again. It just shoots right through her.
It doesn't blow her up. But what's crazy to me is that these robots were literally shooting willy-nilly all, you know, right at their faces pretty much. And the lasers were flying past them. They shoot her one time and they get it right.
Yes. We actually see one point they run into, I think they run into another store. And they have those when you shut down the mall, you bring down like a shutter
and
you lock the bottom. And I love that Ferdy can't get the damn shutter open. So he's like, oh, and you can tell he's not even trying. But they went and hid in there. And I think it was one of those clothing stores that have a two-story.
Yep.
They figure out, go to the second story and we can probably get around from there. But the problem is when they finally do that, they get up there. And they go through, and then that's when the wife gets shot. But like I said, while they're doing this plan or coming up with this plan to get upstairs and everything like that, Allison gets shot in the shoulder. She just gets shot in the shoulder or the side of her arm, and it doesn't blow her arm off, and it doesn't, like, kill her. It's just like a little wound. It's like nothing. And I pointed this out. I had to point it out here is they wrap it above her actual shirt. So she's got like a gauze instead of like on the wound, it's above the shirt. So the shirt's still through and it's just like basically it's just a towel with a red spot on it. It makes me laugh.
It was amazing. It was like, okay, you're supposed to like remove the shirt and then put the bandage, clean it, put the bandage on. No, that's not what they decided to do. They just didn't have that kind of time.
Yeah, we don't got time for this. Just put a bandage on the shirt. Yeah. And she's like, I'm fine. And then they still have that anyways. But why doesn't her arm get blown off? I mean, this is like...
It's the same thing when Linda didn't get her stomach blown out. Yeah, it's just
arm meat or tush meat. It doesn't matter. it doesn't seem to affect that. But head meat is a whole nother thing.
Oh, yeah.
Blown up. So, yeah. And again, sometimes it just pierces like Barbara Crampton's leg, like a gunshot. And that's what it does to the wife when they get upstairs. They get through the door. And by the way, now the Killbot also has a torch to burn open a perfect spot for him to go through.
So, okay, these things are equipped with every single
device.
Except
when they're not.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, it just shows up so randomly. And so they are able to drill a hole, like, with the laser in the perfect cut of a circle so they can get through.
Yeah.
And they can come after them in the department store.
Yeah. Well, they get upstairs already, and when they get out, the other Killbot is waiting for them, and he shoots the wife through the stomach, and it makes the husband go absolutely nuts. But what I love is the husband's thought of how to kill the Killbot in revenge for his wife being killed is he jumps on a, I think it's a luggage car.
Is it?
It's a random luggage car because it's not a golf cart. It's a weird Zamboni type of luggage cart looking thing, and it's sitting right there waiting for him. It's got keys in it, apparently. He jumps into it and it drives at virtually 5 miles an hour at the robot with a machine gun shooting and driving at the same time, and he just bumps the Killbot, and the two of them get electrocuted together, and both the Killbot and this guy just die.
It's amazing because he's still shooting at this fucking thing. You should know after 1,100 bullets that nothing's happening to this thing.
Where are those bullets even going?
Right.
They're bouncing off, or are they going piercing?
Because no, they're not piercing because there is literally not one hole in these robots.
I feel like they should have bounced off and killed the people. Like, it would have been funnier.
Yeah, but then we'd have a 5-minute movie, and the movie's already short as fuck. So it's like, okay.
Well, anyways, he's dead. So now it's up to Ferdy and Allison, and there's only one Killbot left now. And Ferdy is able to shoot with his handgun to try to protect Allison. He is able to shoot. Oh, I forgot. No, before we say that, they go off. They split up, as you do, and they go into funny-ass hallways. I have to point out these hallways because he walks into a hallway that has a spray-painted thing on the wall. It says mall. I love that. And she walks into a hallway that something randomly falls out of the sky, the ceiling, and just swings at her to scare her.
Okay, see, they're trying to make us know that she's like a scaredy cat. So they're doing stupid stuff like that, but it doesn't make any sense because, like, why at this moment would you do that? Like, that's stupid.
We couldn't even figure out what it was. It looked like someone taped with masking tape or something. Just taped something on the ceiling.
Like some, like, you know, dollar store spider or something like that. It's so odd. I don't know.
And then when she opened, I love it. She opens up a door, and it's just someone took all of the junk from like an air conditioner unit and just chucked it in a door, like a closet. And so when she opens it up, there's just like piles of shit at the door. I was like, what is this room? The garbage center? Like, they just throw your trash in that room. It's okay. Just leave it.
And yeah, when she goes I don't know why she was in there.
Yeah, she goes into another room, and it's basically a hall of garbage because there's just like mannequin parts, like Christmas ornaments, just like props everywhere. It's just like what would a mall have in its back rooms? Just throw it in there.
Crap.
Throw it in there.
Mannequin bodies.
Yeah, just whatever. Who knows? Although the stores themselves would have that in their own storage. Why would it all be thrown into a random room in a hallway at the back of a mall? And I love that they're in there, but they're searching for that computer rooms. Mm-hmm. So that's the problem, though, is that Ferdy, they finally see the Killbot, and then the Ferdy is able to shoot its face. And now, by the way, his bullet is able to break the laser beam eye.
Yeah, his one bullet, because there have been probably no less than 12,000 bullets fired at these bots at all times.
At all times.
And nothing.
And you know why? It's because Ferdy had rage bullets. Because he was like, don't kill Allison, I found a girlfriend.
Aww.
And so he shoots the laser beam, and then the robot's like, ah, my eyeball. Like, oh, I can't shoot lasers. Right? So he's mad. So he's got to kill him in a different way. So he's using his nipple clamp or his pooper scooper, whatever you want to call it. And he's coming after him. And he My favorite is that he's trying to draw the killbot away from Allison. And so he calls over to it and he grabs a fire extinguisher and he smacks it. And then the killbot just picks the fire extinguisher up and chucks it back at Ferdy.
Oh my God.
And Ferdy goes flying.
Yes, but can we talk about this stunt? You know, this actor, the stunt guy had to get hurt. He Probably. Had to. Because he flies backwards and hits the garbage can. I don't think that was supposed to happen. I think he's supposed to fly past the garbage can.
Maybe.
Do you know any trivia on this?
No, I don't. But he does smack the side of the garbage can, but there's no trivia anywhere I've looked.
My God.
I looked
on. He definitely ruptured his spleen, I'm sure.
No, nothing like that. It was just like, it looked like he hit his arm.
Oh, his body hit that thing. I'm telling you, he got hurt. But so he gets thrown back. And
he's, Allison thinks he's dead because he's bleeding all over the floor. And the killbot says his, I killed you line. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
And he now goes to kill Allison, but she runs to the famous mall pet store. You know, the one that has snakes that look like they're poisonous and tarantulas. So when she runs into the pet store, by the way, if you didn't know, this is a Roger Corman movie. The pet store is actually called Roger's Little Shop of Pets.
No. First of all, there's like killer animals in this pet store.
Yeah. And I love that she smacks over. Like they basically knock them all over. So we have snakes and tarantulas all over the floor. No. And they're crawling over her. And she's hiding underneath the rack with a bag of pet food. And the killbot doesn't see her and is able and leaves. I was laughing because I was like, there's tarantulas over the floor and they're rolling the killbot around in here. They killed a lot of these animals. There's no doubt in my mind. These insects are dead.
I mean, they're not using real ones.
Well,
I
you
mean,
see them crawling. You see the snake actually smacking the tarantulas out of the way.
They scoop that shit up and then they put in the fake ones. I mean, I would like to think that no animals were harmed during the making of this.
Well, you know what I'm getting at. I mean, they're writing like treads in this place. Well, I love that when Allison gets up, because they threw tarantulas all over her. But when she gets up, they just fall off. So they're like fake all of a sudden.
Yeah.
They look like they just collapse off of her.
I mean, you know what's amazing about her, though, is that she literally just got scared because she was watching Attack of the Crab People.
Yes, yes.
It's a movie. But she had live tarantulas crawling all over her, and she's fine.
And she's a good shot because she's from a military family and all this stuff, but she's afraid of Attack of the Crab People.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if I had a tarantula crawling on me,
oh, I'd be freaking out.
I mean, the robots would laser me to death because just would be flailing around. I couldn't. I wouldn't be able to make it. I would be screaming my head off. Yeah, that just wouldn't happen. But so Allison, like, does something kind of neat, though, kind of smart. So she finds the paint store.
Yeah, okay, yeah, the famous paint store in the mall. The mall's got everything. This mall has everything.
It's called Ellis Paints, and I thought that I told you to look it up, so that was a real place.
Yeah, I see that there is Ellis companies like that, but I don't know if it was a big company at the time. I'd have no idea.
Well, there are some stores in there in the mall that are actually real stores that I recognize, like Radio Shack.
Well, only in scenes where she runs past. But when we got a store like the pet store, or the furniture store, we know that we're on different sets.
Yeah.
And so we definitely know we're on a set with Ellis's paints.
Yeah, well, she's smart.
For multiple reasons.
Yeah, because she's smart. She actually dumps the cans of paint on the floor.
And all of the paint thinner.
And all the paint thinner. And she lures in the killbot. And I guess she knows that he's going to be slipping and sliding and he won't be able to come after her.
Well, earlier when they went to that one store, what was it? The famous
Arsenal?
Gasoline store?
Oh, the gasoline store?
She put a flare between her breasts and we forgot about it half the movie. And the movie forgot about it because then she goes, oh yeah, flare.
Yeah. So she spills the paint and he can't come after her because he's slipping and sliding. So she throws the flare in the paint store, and
she says, have a good day.
Yeah, she says, have a nice day. And she blows him up, but you can see the flames.
So at the top of the screen, you can see that the set is only so far because the flames and the smoke are coming out from behind the set.
I love it.
And what I also love is it's supposed to be the mall, and in front of the store isn't tile, It's red shag carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, if you're watching that movie, just, you know, keep an eye out for the ridiculous shot of the flames coming above the door.
Yeah.
Because the front, you can see
the storefront, it's behind the wall of the storefront.
Yeah, just literally like a piece of a, like, plywood or whatever.
Yeah, they just made a fake wall for the front of the store.
Yeah, it's like, it looks really chintzy. Like, you can tell it's just, yeah, it's tacky.
Yeah. Well, the killbot blew up, and then she walks away. Now, I would say the mall is on fire.
Barbara Crampton was on fire. There's multiple bodies everywhere, but there's nothing. She just walks away.
Not only that, but I don't know how they're going to get out of the mall because it's locked down.
Right.
But luckily...
No, they have to wait till morning.
Luckily, as she's limping away, Ferdy comes up with a roll of toilet paper against his bleeding head and says, nice shot. And they look at each other, and it's a cute moment, I guess. And we cut the credits.
Cut to credits.
And we get a funny ass montage of all the actors in their scenes. The one guy is chomping on his gum.
Yeah.
But my favorite is the actress who got her head blown off. It literally is her head blown off with her title card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't really have a chance to like any of these characters, but I kind of did like Ferdy and Allison. I thought they were kind of cute.
It definitely could have used a lot more with the characters, even with more people getting killed in the mall. It could have used a lot more, and it would have been cooler if they did have like buzz saws or some kind of blades to call it shopping mall, you know, or something a little more, or do more with the lasers or creative kills. But like I said, it's easily digestible. It is a weirdly fun movie, but it is so simple and so like short that you really just go, okay, it's over.
It is very short. You know, when I first saw this movie, I was little, so I didn't like, you know, think to rate it. But as I got older and I watched it again and again, I gave this movie a 6.
Okay.
Because it was very, like you said, entertaining.
Yeah.
And as an adult, I got to watch it like, you know, uncut, I guess. And, it just hit differently when I watched it for the first time as an adult.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, this is a fun movie. It's really fun. I like it.
Yeah. That's how I like the word I would use is stupid fun. Just like dumb fun. Like, you know, it's so simple that it's just, it makes you laugh, but it begs to be something more.
It does. You know, the title of the movie is so deceiving. It's like, it should have been like some hatchet killer in there or something. But, you know, either way, it's still a fun movie. And I'm sticking with my 6.
Wow. Oh, my God.
It's just,
I could never.
It reminds me of my childhood. I'm not going to lie. It is not a great movie, but it's nostalgia for me. I love it because I've come a long way with this movie.
Yeah, but you know it's not good.
No, it's not.
A okay. 6 is...
I'm not going to say it's not good. It's not great. It's not great. You're not talking me into a 5 here. I'm staying.
Wow.
I don't care. I love this movie. It's crap.
Well, this one falls in the so bad it's good territory for me.
You're giving it a 4?
It's a 4. This movie...
How dare you?
it's like... It's too damn short. It is so simple. It is so bare bones. And there's not even a lot to love. But it's just the idea of these rolling trash compactors.
Yeah.
Just like shooting terribly at people. And those people just getting hit with lasers. It's just so weird.
I know. You know, I'm gonna be that person in my Why We Can't Have Nice Things. I don't really want to be that person. So you're right. This movie technically is a 4. But in my heart, it's a 6.
I understand that. So I know in your heart.
Okay.
Like, I Godzilla versus Megalon. Yes. We did that maybe on our first Turkey Fest where I was like, I know it's bad. I know it's garbage, but God, do I love it.
Right.
But I could never go past a 5.
And, well, look, and here's the problem now. It has a 4.8 on IMDb.
That's a shame.
I mean, like, I don't expect it to be any higher. At least a 5. You know, it's got, I think, only 6,000 people have rated it.
I gave it a 5.
Yeah, I can understand it. I probably am stupid enough to want to give it a 6, but...
I mean, I know it... Okay, like I'm telling you, my brain says 4, but my heart says 6. So let's land at 5.
Well, I give you credit for at least confirming, like, you know it's...
I mean, I know, you know it's trash, true. Yeah. But anyway. And I would say that
last year, I think you picked Dolls, and I think I like Dolls better.
Okay, Dolls, you can't touch it.
Like Dolls, I mean, is good, but we both admitted it's not good, it's but not it's good.
It's not a great movie. That, you know. It's just, it's good. It's fun. It's, I love everything about it.
That's why
it.
I think this one is, I think it's a little cheaper.
Yeah.
Than Dolls or something. Dolls is like going for it. They're doing crazy weird things, and it's impressive in that sense. And this one is like they just did this the lowest that they had to do.
Yeah, I mean Dolls is also it's still nostalgia for me because I used to watch it when I was younger, and that was my first foray into Stuart Gordon. So I am always going to be here for Dolls. It's one of my guilty pleasures. No one could tell me nothing. Speaking of that, this is why we can't have nice things. It's my segment where I read out two extremes of online reviews, a 1-10 star and a 1-1 star, as proof that people can't rate movies and they fuck it up for the rest of us. They just don't know what they're doing. Bottom line. Here we go. All right. I'm going into the 10 first. Oh,
wow. 10 okay. stars.
10 out of 10. I like it and I don't care what you say.
Uh-oh. This is you. You did write this.
I did. All right. I watched Chopping Mall thinking it was going to be awful, like 99% of other VIPCO offerings. But it turned out to be a most pleasant surprise. Yes, the acting was atrocious, and the plot was, to say the least, a little thin. But believe me, it's a good laugh. It has obviously had genuine thought and care put into some of the scenes, and has a few standout moments that will have you rolling on the floor laughing. But not in a bad way. I am so glad I rented it, as it's a real gem and easily the best of the VIPCO movies I have seen so far. I feel that any movie with a hero called Fergie and killer robots in a shopping mall is a much underused plot these days. Definitely worth a watch. Okay. His name is Ferdy, not Fergie.
I like Fergie. We were trying to figure out, we didn't even talk about this. We're like, what is his real name? Like, Ferdy can't be this guy's name. It has to be like Ferdinand or something.
Maybe, but he doesn't look like he.
Yeah, but Ferdy's a weird name for him.
I don't know. Maybe
Turd
it's
Ferguson?
All right, here we go. 1 out of 10. Okay, now just a disclaimer. I'm reading someone's review. This is offensive.
Oh.
This is not my feelings. This is someone else's feelings. 1 out of 10. Look out. It's R2-D2's retarded cousin.
Oh, okay.
This, film is just awful. So, okay, you're expected to suspend all common sense and grasp on reality. But this is just ridiculous. Horny teens decide to break into a shopping mall and, well, get their groove on? What do these movies always... Why do these movies always include the horny teens with nowhere better to go? I mean, a shopping mall? I can just imagine it now. Hey, baby, let's go have sex in the shopping mall. I'm too cheap to get a motel room. I'm too ashamed to bring you around my house. And your place sucks because your dad's a drunk and your mom's a chain smoker that will give me cancer. Also, there's the implausible involved with the robot attacks. These things look like something rejected by Lost in Space for being too dorky. These are just boxes mounted on traction. A paraplegic has more agility than these things. I'd been more fearful of Stephen Hawking stalking me. Why people continually look behind them to check the progress of their pursuer, and why they trip over the slightest thing, that instead of bouncing back up and fleeing, they just sit there with their hands to their face, screaming while the attacker advances. It's beyond me. It's tired and cliche, and this film just plain stinks. Your review just plain stinks, too, because you, sir, or whoever you are, should not use words like that. And also, that's a terrible review. This is not the worst movie ever made. Watch some more crap and then get back to us.
I think the thing to hear is that, like, yeah, it's not great. And I guess a person who's walking from, you know, the outside can't enjoy something stupid. Can't, you know, find any enjoyment in it. Like, there's no way he wasn't at least laughing a few times.
Right.
Like, just like, okay, this is silly fun.
Yep.
But no, it's bad. It's just so weird.
I don't know. I mean, not one thing that you can say. Come on.
Now, I got a question for you. A remake.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those movies where I would say, this could use it. You know, I always say that, like, the remakes are the ones that have this funny concept, this really interesting concept that could be expanded upon.
Yeah.
This is one of those movies.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think they could redo this, for sure. You know.
It could be really funny.
They could, I mean, I guess they should call it, like, you know, Killer Bots or something like that. Not Chopping Mall. It's a very deceiving title.
But yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't care if they upgraded it, and that's one of the things they upgraded is that they have kill weapons that chop up people. Then it could be awesome.
Yeah, but they didn't have anything like that. They should have had something like that.
Yeah, something. Anything. Not some neck pincher or something. I mean, the guy literally has to lay down and get killed.
Yeah.
For it. This thing's just, like, not killing.
Oh, like, wait a second. Okay, let me just get in position and go ahead and do it.
Oh, you shocked me. I'm passing out. You can squeeze my throat now.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's absurd, but...
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. I mean, I really still have this movie in my heart, so whatever.
Oh, yeah, we enjoy it. I mean, we've seen it so many times now, so I definitely understand why you like it. You know, yeah. I definitely see why you wanted to pick it for this.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so...
That's it.
Any parting thoughts?
I got nothing. I just... that's it. I wonder if that actor in his other movies was chewing gum that effect.
I think they spoke about this. Like, we saw something where they had an interview where he talked about it.
Huh.
And he was just like, yeah, I went for it.
It's terrible.
I was like, I wanted him to have a, like, an annoying charm, kind of like a normal, like, an annoying kind of thing that,
like,
I was doing.
Quirk?
And so this is what I did, and I just went with it.
Well, he got the annoying part correct.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I agree.
But yeah, I'm ready to go to bed. I clunked my head on this stupid thing today, and I have a bump on my head. I had a rough day.
All right, well, get off to sleep. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. As always, hit us up on Instagram at The Crafty Misfit for Joe and me at Just Another Movie Night. I'd love to hear your thoughts on Killbots versus Chopping Mall. We'd love to hear anything. Give us recommendations, anything. Reviews. Oh, I want to hear it. So until next time, thank you. Have a good one. Bye.
Well, look, it's getting kind of late. The mall's going to seal up in about an hour. What do you say I take you home?
That's real sweet, Ferdy. But if it's all right with you, you can stay a little while longer.
Nice shot.
He gave his life to
him.
Thank you. Have a nice day.